If you want to stage a dance or theater production downtown, your options are limited. You could rent the 40-seat BB Theater or the 35 Below space operated by Asheville Community Theater, which holds about 75 people. But if you want marquee appeal, something that can draw foot traffic, you have to rent the Diana Wortham Theater.
The ability to fill a 500-seat space for a local company is sometimes overwhelming.
Ray Jeffrey is the Wortham's executive director.
The size and scope of Diana Wortham Theater over the years has gotten too large for a lot of people, and it has become used so often that we frequently don't have space in there.
In the past few years, Jeffrey and the Wortham's board grew concerned. They believed the theater's programming didn't reflect Asheville's racial and ethnic diversity, and ticket prices were out of reach for many people. So they committed to expanding both the capacity and accessibility of the theater. In September, the rebranded Wortham Center for the Performing Arts will hold three separate spaces: the 500-seat main stage, a flexible black box space that can hold up to 100, and a multi-purpose studio that can seat up to 60. This past year, Diana Wortham Theater drew about 55,000 people to some 200 events. This coming season, Jeffrey expects about 300 productions inside the Wortham Center, and about three-quarters of those are rentals. The rest are done at the invitation and presentation of the Wortham.
We need to be able to offer some lower priced options, some ways to reach into family programming more deeply than we've been able to in the past, making sure that we provide opportunities for Latino, Latinx population, for African American population, and really for that younger generation as well that is sometimes left out of the performing arts in certain points in their lives.
Jeffrey and her small staff have already taken important steps in that direction. This past fall, New York City's Ballet Hispanico came in for a community residency in partnership with the Western North Carolina magazine Hola Carolina. In a more telling step, Asheville's Different Strokes Performing Arts Collective, which largely presents work by Black playwrights and featuring Black performers, is presenting its entire upcoming season as the Wortham's first resident theater company. Still, it's in the two new spaces where local performing artists will see the welcome mat. The Asheville Improv Collective, which performs twice per month at Archetype Brewing in the Montford neighborhood, is hosting one night of the first Asheville Improv Festival in October in the Wortham Center's Black Box space. And there are talks about more regular evenings going forward.
Comedy thrives on being around people, especially downtown has all the tourists.
George Awad is one of the founders of the Asheville Improv Collective.
And we don't really get many tourists at our shows. It's rare. I think that's how a decent percentage of people end up at comedy shows anyway. There's always that component of, hey, what's the commotion? What's going on in there? And funny enough, a half a block makes a difference in this town.
Jeffrey leans on data from a spreadsheet called a presentation matrix, showing not just the types of performance offered at the Wortham, but demographic information that influences her programming choices.
The first thing that I look at in programming is absolutely high quality. Then if we move into this matrix, it's not, oh, I have to have three artists doing blues this year. But it really is a measure to look at it and go, oh, wait, I've got a bunch of old white guys this year who are all doing jazz. We need to balance that out, right? Because that's an audience development goal, and we need to make sure that we have something for everybody in our community.
And as life at the new Wortham Center unfolds, Jeffrey says she wants to hear from people from all walks of the community about how the center can meet their needs. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.